सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति
शान्ति
शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्। Sloka number 1 of chapter 18, Arjun asks questions to the Lord. Sanyasasya mahabaho tattvam ichhami veditum tyagasya cha rishikesha prithak keshani sudan. Oh Lord, I want to know from you. And he addresses Lord as, hey mahabaho, hey Rishikesha, hey Keshanu Sudan. Three words for Lord. I want to know Tattam Ichhami. I want to know the essence of what? Sanyasasya, of the sannyas, and Tyagasya cha, and of Syag. I want to know essence. Tattam. The essence, the truth behind these two words, I want to know. Normally what we see is that the tyag and sannyas we use as a synonyms, and it means giving up, renouncing something. Inhone ye tyag kar diya, inhone grihe tyag kar diya, he has taken sannyas, and he has given up something. Householder life he has given up and now he has taken sannyas. But I want to know the truth behind it. Please tell me the truth. Very good. The meaning of sannyas and tyag, that was the homework. What is that? Sannyas means renunciation of karma fall.
Oh, tyag is giving up the root of action and sannyas is giving up
holding. Sannyas means renunciation of ego, doership and enjoyership. You cannot renounce egoship in one go. And tyag is renunciation of fruit of action. Karma phala tyaga, that is fruit of action. So tyag is means and the goal is sannyas. The starting point is tyag, renunciation of fruit of action, and we have to reach the state of sannyas, that is renunciation of ego, the doership, enjoyership. What is our state now? Are we doing karma phala tyaga? Are we abandoning fruit of action or renouncing fruit of action? What is this renunciation of fruit of action? Is it a physical renunciation of fruit of action? We discussed in our last session, it is not physical renunciation. It's not that you are working for 1 month and you get a paycheck and that paycheck is to be physically offered to the Lord. Karma phal tyagaha. It's not that. But what is this karma phal tyaga? Not craving for a specific fruit of action is karma phal tyaga. If you crave for a specific result, that is going to give you sorrow. That is definitely going to give you sorrow. Why so? We have got the right to action, but we don't have any say in the fruit of action. Who is karma phal data? Karma phal data is Lord. Why Lord is karma phal data? Why it is not in my hand? Because I do not know my past actions, number one. Number two, I do not know what I will require in future. Do you know what we have done in the past lives? We don't know. What will you require after 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 6 years? That also we don't know. Who knows? Lord knows. Lord knows all my past actions. Lord knows about my future requirement also. Considering all that, whatever action we do, He gives a fruit of action, which is best for us. But when we crave for a specific fruit of action, then we compare with what we got and we get disheartened. Manga tha 1 million, mila $1. We get disheartened. But when you know this principle that the Lord knows about my past action, He knows my future requirements, and whatever He is giving, it is good for me and I should accept it as a prasad. Whatever is coming from the Lord is a prasad. If you have this prasad buddhi, then it is karma phal tyaga. Whatever Lord is giving is prasad. I accept it. It is good for me. That is the starting point. But we are not doing that also. We know that fruit of action is not in my hand, still we crave for a specific fruit. Therefore, the first step toward the spirituality is that the karma phala tyaga. Karma phala tyaga is not physical giving up anything. It is not craving for a specific result. Mere ko ye chahiye bas. I will not compromise. That is going to give you sorrow. So karma phala tyag, if you accept that whatever Lord is giving as a prasad, that is the starting point. And from there, slowly, slowly you will evolve. And a day will come when you will be able to renounce your ego, that means doership and enjoyership. Therefore, tyag is means to reach the goal, which is sannyasa. It's clear. So once you get realized, then what will you say? You will say, naiva kinchit karomi iti yukto manyate tattvitaha. Once you renounce your ego, really speaking, once you get realized, you become Brahman or you become Jeev. You become Brahman, Atman, Brahman. And Brahman is Karta. No, Brahman Atma is akarta. Always remember this thing. Brahman or Atman is akarta. At this point of time, I'm a jiva. I think I am doing and I am enjoying. But once you come to know that you are not a jiva, you are Brahman, therefore you are akarta. Achha, once you realize that, doesn't mean that your body will drop. You will stay on this planet as a jivan mukta. As a liberated person, you still will be here. You will be acting in the world also. But what you will say? Naiva kinchit karomiti yukto manate tattva vitaha. The one who knows the tattva, the essence, the atman or the brahman, he will say, naiva kinchit karomiti. I am not doing anything. From which level he is saying? From the level of brahman he is saying. Because brahman is akarta and he has become. He is really not become Brahman, he has come to know that he is Brahman. He was always Brahman, but he is ignorant that he is not Brahman, he is a jeev. Naiva kinchit karomiti yukto manate tatvitaha. Then comes the next sloka.
Kamyanam.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Kamyanam Karmanam Nyasam.
Kamyanam Karmanam Nyasam.
Sanyasam Kavayo Viduhu.
Sanyasam Kavayo Viduhu.
Sarva Karma Phalatyagam.
Sarva Karma Phalatyagam.
Prahustyagam Vichakshanaha.
Prahustyagam Vichakshanaha.
Kamyanam Karmanam Nyasam. Sanyasam Kavayo Viduhu. Sarva Karma Phalatyagam.
Instead of telling the difference between tyag and sannyas, Lord is not giving a direct answer immediately. He is telling the opinions of some wise people. In this sloka you will find viduhu vichakshanaha. Vidu, those who are knower. Vichakshana, those who are pandit. Noah, wise people. What this wise people say? Kamyanam karmanah nyasam sanyasam kabayo vidu. Renouncing the desired prompted action is sanyas. Renouncing the desired prompted action is sanyas. Kamya karma. We all are acting on the basis of desire prompted action. This is my desire, and to fulfill my desire, I act in the world. So some wise people say, if you renounce your desire prompted action, then it is sannyasa. Opinion number one. Opinion number two about the tyaga, sarva karma phala tyagam prahu tyagam vichachana. Some others say, what is tyag? Sarva karma phala tyagam. Renouncing the fruit of actions of all actions. Sarva karma. Very good. Sarva karma phala tyagam. So now we have to understand what is this kamya karma and what is sarva karma. There are many types of karma which we have studied earlier. When 2014 I came, I took chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita, and perhaps none of you were present in that class. I discussed that karma. Whole detail is in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita. Then when I was doing sadhana panchakam, at that time also I discussed the karma. Types of karma. First is nitya karma. Now, can anybody? Naimittik karma, then?
Nishiddha karma.
Okay, nishiddha karma. What? It's already said, kamya karma. Then prayaschittam. Fifth. And some Mahatma also add another one, upasana. Upasana is also karma. Nitya karma, naimittik karma, prayaschit karma, upasana, kamya karma, nisiddha karma. So sarva karma phalatyagi means whatever fruit of actions are coming from nitya, naimittik, prayaschit, upasana, kamya karma and nisiddha karma. Sarva karma phalatyagi. But in respect of sannyas, it is said out of six, only kamya karma, desire-prompted action. Lord is giving just the opinion of others. He is not saying they are incorrect. They are partially correct because the sannyasi has got no kamya karma, no desire-prompted action sannyasi has. The statement is partially correct. What is nitya karma? We have got duty toward our own body to keep it clean, to keep it healthy. We have got a duty toward our family. We have got a duty toward society. We have got a duty toward state. We have got a duty toward nation. We have got a duty toward universe. This is all nitya karma. What is naimittik karma? The karma which comes once a while. Suppose your friend, your relative is sick, you have to visit him in the hospital, naimittik karma. You have to attend a wedding, once a while, it's not a regular affair, once a while, you have to go. Or a shraddha karma, you have to go, that is naimittik karma. Nitya karma plus naimittik karma is called in Bhagavad Gita, niyata karma. The word is going to come again after 2-3 slokas. And I will ask you again, what is niyat karma? I will test your memory. So nitya karma plus naimittik karma is called niyata karma. So here some people, kabayo here Shankaracharya say, panditaha, panditaha means the atma-jnani people. Some people say that kamyanam karma, renouncing only desire-prompted action out of six type of action is called sannyas. You have to understand very clearly. And in the second statement it is a sarva karma phalatyagi. Sarva karma phalatyagi, all karma. That means nitya, naimittik, prayaschit, upasana, kamya and nisiddha. Six type of karma, sarva karma phalatyagi is called tyagi. That is called tyaga. Very good. What is the opinion of other? Lord is going to give two more opinions. Verse 3.
Tyajam dosavaditteke.
Tyajam dosavaditteke.
Karma prahur manishinah.
Karma prahur manishinah.
Yagya dana tapah karma.
Yagya dana tapah karma.
Natyajam miti chapare.
Natyajam iti chapare. Tyajam dosavaditteke.
Karma prahur manishinah.
Yagya dana tapah karma.
Natyajam iti chapare.
Manishinah. Manishinah means those who are contemplative people. Manishinah. Prahu, Prahu means desi. That is their opinion. What is their opinion? Tyajyam dosavat karma iti eke. Tyajyam dosavat. Tyajyam is renounce, give up. Dosavat. Dosavat has got two meanings. We will see that. Dosavat karma iti eke. All the karma here means all six karmas. What are those six karmas? Kamya, prayashchya, six karma. So he says, tyajyam dosavat karma iti eke. Tyajyam dosavat, all karma has got dos. They have got defects. They have got shortcomings. Therefore, all of them is to be renounced. Dosavat iti eke. यज्ञ दान तप कर्म न त्याज्यमिति चा अपरे अपरे मीन्स अदर्स बट अदर्स से नो 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 यू शुड नॉट कीप ऑल कर्म यू शुड कंटिन्यू टू डू यज्ञ दान एंड तप डिफरेंट स्कूल्स व्हाट इज दिस दोषवत दोषवत इज लाइक दोष मीन्स इफ समबडी इज सिटिंग Then we say, how is he sitting? Stambhavat. Stambha means like a pillar, he is sitting straight. Stambhavat. The karma, all dosvat. They have got the dos. How to understand this? Suppose there is a food on the table, very tempting, and you take your plate and go there. Somebody tells you it has got poison. Will you touch that food? No. Similarly, all the actions has got some defect. All actions has got some defect. Therefore, it should be given up. What is this dosa? Here Shankaracharya ji says, Bandha hetu tvat sarvam. Bandha hetu tvat sarvam. All of them, they bind you. Bandha hetutvat, all karma bind you. It can be punya karma or it can be a pap karma. It's very easy to understand that the pap karma will bind us because it will give me sorrow. But the punya also binds you. How punya binds you? You have to take birth to enjoy it. You have to go to develop. And chine punye martaloke bishanti, again you come back. So all karma binds. How they bind? We all are doing action for the fruit of action, for the karma fall. And when the fruit of action comes, we demarcate into two lists, likes and dislikes. The thing which I like, I want to do it again and again, again and again. And the thing which I don't like, I repulse. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it. So this continues. This continues. This binds. And what is the technical name for this? Avidya, kam, karma. There is a technical name for this. Anarthakari parampara. It's continuously parampara, like a guru sishya parampara is there. This is a parampara. Anarthakari parampara. What is this anarthakari parampara? Avidya kam karma. Because of the ignorance. What is this ignorance? It is not the ignorance of your physics, chemistry, or law, or constitution, this and that. No. Is the ignorance of? Not knowing your true self. Not knowing our own true self, not knowing the Atman or Brahman. What is our true nature? That I am Brahman. And how is that Brahman? Is a pool, is full. It does not require anything from the world. We are Ananda Swarup. The sole source of all sukh of the world, we are that. We are Brahman. not knowing that is ignorance. Not knowing that we are Supswarup, we think we are Dukhi. We think we are not Purna. We are Apurna, incomplete. And in order to make ourselves complete, what we do? We think, if I get this food, if I get this object, if I get this being, if I get this person, I will become Sukhi. And the whole life we are trying to get this much of wealth, this much of education, this promotion, this. But we never became Sukhi permanently. We never became Sukhi. So not knowing that we are the source of the Sukh, that is ignorance. A desire comes in our intellect that I want this thing to become complete. This thing, this money, this bank balance, this investment, this property, this car, this spouse will make me full. But that never happens. Avidya, kaam, karma. This is continuously going on. For millions of lives, we are under this cycle of avidya, kaam, karma, avidya, kaam, karma. Remember, this parampara is called anarthkari parampara. Anarthkari parampara. We have to come out of this anarthkari parampara. And we can break it. We can come out of this cycle of birth and death if we get the knowledge of this. Not knowing this, which is already with us, is avidya. And once you come to know this, then you become jnani. That's all. It's so simple. Knowing your own true nature, you become jnani. And not knowing your own true nature, you become jnani. We all are jnani at this point in time. Suppose you start putting in effort, you want to know your own true nature. Will you get it or not? Tell me one thing. Will you be successful or not successful? Why? Why successful? Because it is already with you. So simple. Can there be any failure? There cannot be any failure, 100% guaranteed. Only thing that you have to try. You have to put in effort. Put in effort, you will come to know your true self. Doshvat. What is the dosh? The shortcoming of all action is bandha hetutvat sarvam. It is the cause of bondage. Bondage means likes and dislikes. The things which I want to, which I like, I want to do it again. Bandhe tutva. And it is also said, karmana badyate jantu, karmana badyate jantu. Karma will bind. Unless you know the art of how to act in the world, it will bind you. And that art, how to act in the world, is given in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita. And what is that? It is the Karma Yoga. What is this Karma Yoga? Very simple. At this point of time, I am worshipping my own ego. Karma Yoga says that you have to worship Lord. No specific karma mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. Only thing you have to do is that instead of worshipping your own ego, you have to worship Lord. How to worship Lord? That when we come back to chapter 3 after 18. So this question will be answered. So you have to attend chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita, which may come maybe in 2020. Amma, how? In chapter 12 of Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Sarbharamb parityagi yo mad bhakta sa me priya. Sarbharamb parityagi. Sarbharamb parityagi. Renounce all the actions. Sarbharamb parityagi yo mad bhakta sa me priya. Lord also loved that. Sarvaram parityagi means what? That he is doing action for the happiness of Lord. We all are doing happiness for our own ego. That is the difference. Second meaning of doswati, doswala. It has got dos, it has got shortcoming. What is the shortcomings of all the karma? It never gave me permanent happiness. We all want sukha, but we never got permanent sukha. That is the shortcoming of karma. Whatever karma you do in this world, you will never become permanently happy. We all have tried to become sukhi, but we become sukhi for few moments, few hours, few days, then after that we become again dukhi. Therefore, this should be tajjate. Achha, Bhagwan, how you are saying this thing? Some people are saying like this, all karma has got the dosha, therefore it should be tajjate. In chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita, Lord has said, nahi kaschit chhanam api jatu tishtati a karma ket, you cannot stay without action for even a moment. And some manishani, they are saying, no, you should renounce all the actions. Opinion number 3. Opinion number 4, they say, yajna dana tapah karma na tyajyam chiti apare. Opinion number 4 says that you should not leave yajna dana tapah, sacrifices, charity and austerity. You should continue with the yajna dana tapah. These are also karma. This should not be given up. Very good. So there are, so far we have seen 4 opinions. Opinion number 1, renounce the kamya karma, then you are, that is called sannyas. Out of 6 karma, renounce 1 kamya karma, it is called sannyas. Second, giving up karma fall of all 6 is called tyaga. Number 3, give up all karma because it is dosavat. Give up all karma, it is doswat. And 4th is, don't give up yajna, dana, tapa. The Lord is given 4 opinions of wise people, what they think is sannyas and tyaga. Now Lord says to Arjun, verse number 4,
nischayam shunu me tatra, nischayam shunu me tatra, tyage bharata sattama,
tyage bharata sattama,
tyago hi purusha vyagra,
tyago hi purusha vyagra,
trivida samprakirtitah,
trivida samprakirtitah,
nischayam shunu me tatra, tyage bharata sattama, tyago hi purusha vyagra, trivida samprakirtitah.
Lord addresses Arjun as Bharat Sattama. Bharat Sattama is best among the men. Purush Vyagra, tiger among the men. Nischayam Shrunu. Nischayam Shrunu. Shankaracharya says, Abadharaya me. Whatever I'm saying, hold it here. Nischayam Shrunu. It should not like, idhar se suna, idhar se nikal gaya. Khatam. No. Abadharaya. It should retain in your mind. Nischayam Shrunu. Me tatra tyagi. What is that? Listen my opinion about that. Lord is giving his opinion. Tyago hi tribida. Tyago hi tribida. Tyag is 3 types. This word 3 is very dear to Lord. We had many times I say three. What is that three? Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. He is going to tell what is Sattvic Tyag, what is Rajasic Tyag, what is Tamasic Tyag. So what happened to Sannyas? Lord, I asked you a question about Sannyas and Tyag. Here Shankaracharya ji said, Tyago hi Tyag Sannyas Sabda Vachyo hi Artha sa Eka. It means the same thing. Tyag and Sannyas word has got the same meaning. Giving up, renounce. Iti abhipreta aha tyago. Therefore Lord is saying only tyaga. Lord is saying only tyaga. Samprakirtitah sastresu samyak kathita. About this, in the sastra it is clearly said. Very good. Okay. Samprakirtitah nischayam srunu me tatra tyage bharasattamah tyago hi purush vyagra trivida samprakirtitah. So, in sastra it is written well about the tyag, that the tyag is of three types, sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. And here Lord says tyaga includes sannyasa. Why? Because it is giving up. Giving up. The tyag and sannyas is not like ghat and pat. Shankaracharya has said like that. Ghat and pat. Ghat means pot. Pat means? Cloth. I said that in last class. Ghat and pat. Pat means cloth. In Sanskrit, pat means cloth. Shankaracharya said the meaning of sannyas and tyag is not like ghat and pat. They are two different things. Ghat means the pot and pat means the cloth. They mean the same thing. It is renouncing. In one case it is a renunciation of fruit of action, in other case it is a renunciation of doership, renunciation of ego. In both cases it is renunciation. Therefore Lord says the meaning is one and the same. So why this yajna dan tapa karma is to be done? That Lord will tell in the next verse. Verse number 5, slok number 5, we will take up in our next class. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.